I think it's a big deal because it's really shedding a light on the importance of cities in the world in general, but in Africa in particular, where I mentioned that there's a growing urbanization. In the next 35 years, we are going to have 900 million people moving to cities in Africa. I mean, that's huge. In comparison, that's something that was done in 265 years for combined the US, Europe, and Japan. So if you have this amount of people coming to the cities, you can imagine the impact it is going to have on infrastructure, on housing. So this forum that is sort of shedding light on the importance of urban development, that's really where the future of society is, basically. So it's extremely important.
What are the problems that African cities have faced in growing over the past two decades? I mean, clearly, there's been a lack of urban planning, which is at the heart of everything.
Yeah, lack of urban planning that has led to slums, you know, uncontrolled settlements, lack of infrastructure. The infrastructure that is there actually is not enough to provide the services for the population, that is a growing population. So lack of decent housing, also a negative effect on the environment.
So how do you think this new urban agenda can change things for African cities?
I think it's going to provide a momentum and maybe political will, you know, political will and the change of discourse, you know, where people now start focusing more on cities, realizing that, cities has always been the biggest producers of wealth. But it's something that's sort of either being ignored or not recognized enough. So this is going to help people realize that, and that's, I think, can make a huge difference.
And for you development bankers, I mean, what kind of role do you see yourselves as playing?
At the African Development Bank, we have defined a number of strategies. We already have an urban development strategy, but we also, just recently with our new leadership, we have developed five new strategies that are sort of going to guide, you know, the intervention of the bank over the next 10 years. And those are one, light up and power Africa. In the next 10 years, being able to have 100% access to energy for all Africans in just 10 years, which is absolutely a fantastic, a formidable challenge. The second strategy is Feed Africa. Africa right now imports more than $35 billion of food. You know, the biggest arable land available in the world is now in Africa. So why can't Africa feed itself? And with urbanization, it's going to be very important because as people move to the city, you need to produce more food, you know, to be able to feed them. The third strategy is industrialized Africa, where we feel that Africa has been left on the global, you know, manufacturing global value chain. And so that's, you know, one of the objective is over the next 10 years, make all necessary effort in terms of building infrastructure, providing energy, so that we make Africa a competitive destination for foreign direct investment to be able to industrialize Africa. That's the then the fourth one is integrate Africa. Africa is 54 countries, and we can individually really develop. So we have to find a ways to integrate our Africa so that we constitute one big market.
Which African cities can you point to which are on the right track now in terms of heading towards fulfilling this new urban agenda? And are there any examples that come to mind?
I mean, I don't want to pick winners and losers, but I take a city like Dakar, I think making a lot of progress. A city like Lagos, I mean, you know, you don't hear a lot of good press about Lagos, but they have made a lot of progress over the last few years. Cities like Nairobi that are making a lot of progress in North Africa, Tunis, it's Marrakech or Rabat in Morocco, Cairo. There are a lot of African cities that are really making a lot of progress.
The problem remains that where there is conflict and corruption and political instability, the agenda will struggle to kind of cope with those kind of factors if they persist.
Well, I mean, conflicts is going to be there. I mean, you know, there are conflicts all over. You have conflicts in the Middle East, you have conflicts in Eastern Europe, but we just have to forge on. Most Africa now is peaceful. you know, in Africa, you know, maybe 15 years ago, you had so many countries that are in conflict. Now it's a very, you know, you can count them on one hand. So,
and maybe the cities themselves can become sort of beacons of stability in Africa.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was reading somewhere that was saying that actually, going forward, cities are going to be sort of the, they don't basically going to be govern the future.